Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is my pleasure to have you all for this analyst presentation for Q2 FY24 of Hindustan Construction Company. From HCC, we have our senior management team on this call, including our MD and CEO, Mr. Jasprit Bhullar. Our Vice Chairman, Mr. Dhawan, will join us shortly. I am Santosh Rai, Operations Director and Chief Business Officer, and will be taking you through this presentation. We'll be happy to have your questions after the presentation. The key highlights for quarter two FY24, the consolidated group revenue are at 1832.6 crores versus 2257 crore in Q2 FY23. We have a standalone ENC turnover of 1138.8 crore in this quarter versus 1249.1 quarter in the corresponding quarter of FY23. Net standalone net profits of 52.3 crores. Versus a profit of 312.8 crore in Q2 FY23. EBITDA margin stands at 14.4% in Q2 FY24 compared to 18.3% in Q2 FY23. Some of the other highlights is prepayment of 65 crores of debt, inclusive of 24 crore of yield waiver, leading to equity gain. Company in the process of evaluating further such proposals. We have also received completion certificate for three of our important projects, that is Sohn Bridge, Bistan Lift Irrigation, and Tata Memorial Center. The investor for our SPV company, Prolific Resolution Private Limited, is on board. With this, PRPL is to be a subsidiary of HCC with effect from 30th September 2023. As a result of that, 3,300 crores of debt has been reduced on a consolidated basis. You will also notice that HCC has picked up the pace of bidding for new orders on standalone basis, means we are bidding more projects on HCC alone rather than getting into joint ventures. Business development highlights. We have submitted bids worth 6,000 crore, which are under evaluation, and we expect them to be out for results in next 2 to 3 months. In addition to that, a good bid pipeline worth 20,000 crores have been identified on which the company is working. And we expect to submit these bids in coming 3 to 6 months. During the quarter, the order backlog also increased by 900 crores through award of variations in existing projects. We also secured L2 position on Kanpur Metro bid, wherein we had 9 bidders. And this was one of our recent standalone bid. This was a good performance by the bidding team and the company. What we look in terms of the business outlook, what we understand that whatever the national infrastructure pipeline was set by the government, it is expected that the government will achieve around 70% of those targets. We are clearly seeing that renewable share is being enhanced. And as a result of that, we are seeing more and more opportunities in the hydropower, pump storage projects, nuclear projects, which is a good news for the company. In addition to that, there are higher budgetary allocations in the national rail plan, which means more rail tunnels, which we have been doing a lot, and a lot of other regional rapid transport systems plus metro transport systems in the offering. Order backlog at Q2 FY24 stands at 12,344 crores, transport leading the pack, followed by hydro, water, and then nuclear and special projects. Geographically, Uttarakhand continues to be a state where we have our maximum order backlog as of now, followed by Maharashtra and other states. We continue to focus on large value civil infrastructure projects in urban spaces also, and as well as in areas where, you know, we are good at, such as hydro and nuclear. Operations update. What you see on the screen is the Mumbai Coastal Road project. The works are in full swing. You can see a lot of superstructure has come up, and we are equally pleased to let you know that the additional works which we got through.
Uske enterprise nahi chalega na hamare ka.
Hello.
Nahi, the auditor kya bol raha hai? Nahi karna hai.
Nilesh, you need to put yourself on mute.
Wo mail to.
The superstructure works are in full swing. The additional steel bridge work, which is a 136-meter steel span bridge, the works have commenced on a good scale. A lot of job is being done off-site. and soon you will see a lot of progress in the month of November and December at this stretch too. Mumbai Metro Line 3, which is again one of our major jobs in City of Bombay, CST stations, all structural works are complete, and now we are nearing completion of MEP and finishing works. Kalba Devi station also, 80% of the work are completed, finishing works are in progress. Girgaon, almost 60% job is done, and other structural works are being taken. Grant Road also, 75% of civil works are done, and now we are concentrating both on civil works and as well as finishing works. Anjikhat Bridge, major bridge, all structural works are completed, slope stabilization works are in progress, and other miscellaneous works are ongoing. Track laying of this bridge, we can start seeing track laying in a month's time from now, that will also start. Delhi Metro, DC06, again, one of our signature jobs for DMRC. This is all civil works are completed, and now we are in the process of doing the architectural and finishing works. Numaligarh Jorhat Road project in state of Assam, we have substantially completed the project. Other small works of service road and other works are in progress. This also will be completed very soon. Tehri PSP projects, majority of the civil work on the TRT outlet has been completed, and now finishing jobs are also in progress at this project. This is another view of the Tehri PSP. You can see the powerhouse civil works are completed. All the electromechanical works are in progress. On the right-hand side, we have the penstock, which is a part of the hydromechanical works. And the line erection is also in progress here. Vishnugarh Pipalkoti, the HRT lining, TBM has... The good news is the TBM operation has commenced here, and we are going at a very calibrated pace now. HRT lining has also commenced where we are doing on the drill and blast method. Nikachu HEP, majority of 99% of the job is done. The water impounding, filling of the dam reservoir, we can expect to start on 13 November. And the water on turbines is scheduled on 17 December 2023, which is National Day of Bhutan. This is another of our railway tunnel project. Here also all the civil works are completed. Track laying is going ahead with full swing. And we have also received a variation order from the client for 135 crore, which are some outside works of slope stabilization and other things. That is also going on well. Sawalkot Tunnel, this is an access tunnel to the Sawalkot Dam. This job is also completed, lining done, and some minor firefighting and miscellaneous works are in progress. Here are the consolidated financial numbers of quarter 2 FY24 and the comparison on QOQ as well as Y-on-Y basis for the previous years. I'll not go through the numbers. We can discuss them when we take the question and answers. Here are the HCC standalone financials. Some update on Steiner AG. The company is headquartered in Zurich. It's a leading real estate developer and TCGC contractor. We specialize in Turkey development of new buildings and renovation of existing projects. Closing order backlog as of 30th September is around 4,123 crores. Order intake of 277 crores. Here are the financials on the slide. You can see comparing Q2 FY24 versus Q2 FY23. And with this, we have come to the end of the presentation. We can take the questions as we go forward. Thank you.
There is already one hand up, Sanjeev Damani. Sanjeev, you may please start.
Am I audible, sir, here?
Yes.
Good evening, and happy to note a lot of good development, sir. My one question was regarding our arrangement with Stentor AG. So how much percentage we hold there?
Girish Gangal, we hold 100%.
Okay. So that company continues, na, sir? In Germany, it is a foreign company, it appears.
It's a Swiss-based company having offices in Switzerland, Germany, France, etc.
Okay. So we own it fully and all the... And that is also now a profitable company, sir?
Yes and no. In the sense, there is in this quarter there is a marginal loss, but otherwise, yes.
Okay. Achha. Secondly, sir, you had announced, intention of coming out with rights. So is there any thinking now about it, or will it not be required?
No, see, we are considering that and we'll come out at appropriate time, you know.
Okay. So can you give one figure of the pending order as on September 30, the pending order to be executed and which have already started, which are ongoing? So how much?
12,300 crores.
Okay. So that much work we have got in our hand and they are progressing, sir. No, there are no hurdles in the
Absolutely. Absolutely.
all sort of clearances are in place and we have to only do execution. So, sir, in the next quarter that is coming after September, that is this December and June, December and March, how much work we will be able to carry out, sir?
See, we have our internal budgets and targets, but unfortunately, we can't make any forward-looking statements. That is
Okay,
not
okay.
permitted under SEBI. So
Okay,
I'm restricted
okay.
from making such
O
statements.
o okay, sir. No problem. No problem. Thank you very much, sir, for
Thank
guiding.
you. Thank you, Sunil.
And wish you all the best, sir, and happy
Thank you.
Diwali to all of you. And
Thank you.
really, God should help us, make this wonderful company go back to its green days. Thank you.
Thank you, Sanjeev. Thank you. Happy Diwali.
The next one is Prashant. Prashant, can you please start?
Good afternoon, sir. This is Prashant, and this is regarding the I mean about the order book basically. So could you tell me in details about the orders, since particularly it is possible to tell about the client wise the orders and
Prashant, I think, look, this we can share offline because that's a long list, right? But what we can definitely tell you is our majority of the key, some of our key projects are like Mumbai Metro, for which the client is Mumbai Metro Rail Corporation. We have Coastal Road, which is the client is BMC. Delhi Metro is the client. For some of the bridges and tunnels, railways are the client. And some of our hydro projects, THDC, Tehri Hydroelectric Development Corporation, is the client. So it's a long list. Should you need this, we can share this offline.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mahesh, can you please start? Mahesh?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So two things. First is this Steiner AG. If one sees across the quarters, it has some volatility both in revenue and profit. So I would like to have some insight into what leads to this volatility. That is one part. And let's say if one were to look into the future, let's say 3, 4 years, do we still see ourselves owning this business, or at some point we'll be looking at divesting it? Meaning, is that a thought that will that has crossed the top management's mind?
Yeah, the first question I did not hear you properly. Second question I'll answer, and then you can tell me your first question once again. As far as divestment concerned, yes, we'll look into it in future. There is no immediate plan as such to divest in this company. It depends on market condition, position of the company, and the naturally, if there is a what is the position in the market about the requirement of this type of a company, etc., etc. So it's a futuristic decision.
Girish, let me just jump in. So I've also heard the first question, so that doesn't need to be repeated. The lumpiness sometimes in the turnover and the profitability of the company is driven by the sale of our real estate developments. So there's two parts of the business. One is the contracting business, which obviously is very steady on the basis of an order backlog that gets executed fairly steadily. But the developments that we do for real estate, as and when we actually see quality market conditions to exit a particular development and the liquidity of which can actually be reinvested into other opportunities, that's what tends to sometimes drive the lumpiness. So that's the answer to the first question. Just to elaborate a little further on what Girish has said in the second part, I think that the as far as we are concerned at HCC, at the parent company, the role of any subsidiary is to be able to either pay dividends or return capital, ultimately. There was certainly a plan to do to have that, which Tainage, unfortunately, with post-COVID and the war in Ukraine and some of the lumpiness that we've, or some of the volatility we've seen in Europe, that has been a little delayed. And I think that we are very sensible about looking at return of capital from our, whether it's our SPVs or our assets or our non-core assets, at what we consider to be a very good market value. So can we expect a return of capital from Steiner in the coming in the future? Absolutely, we can. At this point in time, it would be a little premature for us to actually give you any kind of forward-looking statement with regard to when that happens. I will basically point out, and this was disclosed in our message to the exchange, that we were in exclusive talks to sell one part of the business, which is the construction business, to a French company, Demathieu Barr. That exclusivity and that intent to divest the construction part is, still continues. When that transaction reaches a stage where we can actually disclose the details to the market, we will do so. Obviously, along with that will come information in terms of what the use of proceeds, et cetera, will be. But overall, I think, at HCC, we're very, very clear that our responsibility to the shareholders is obviously for you to see a growth in earnings and to see our subsidiaries, very much like we had with HCC Infrastructure and our concessions assets, to see a tremendous return of capital at the right time and at the right valuation.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Dhawan, for a detailed answer. One small question. This SPV now ceases to be our subsidiary just at the end of this quarter. So in third quarter, what would the approximate interest cost would look like? Because second quarter, it happened at the end of the second quarter. So I'm assuming, and our interest costs are the same, approximately the same first and second quarter. So how would they look in the third quarter?
You are asking the interest cost for SCC, or you are asking a consolidated HCC interest cost, or for what you are asking?
SCC. Because that, see, currently, once the debt SPV ceases to be our subsidiary, I suppose the interest cost would come down, right?
No, see, as far as SCC standalone is concerned, which is exactly the same cost of last quarter and this quarter, that will not have no impact. One. Okay. Right. As far as consolidated debt is concerned, since consolidated debt has gone down from SCC books, then naturally the interest cost will come down. But however, you will not be able to see it individually, because the accounting henceforth will be under a joint venture accounting, wherein you don't have to consolidate by line. Okay. So you will only get a proportionate to our share, which is 49%, the proportionate profit or loss getting accounted in consolidated books. There will be no separate interest booking on account of this prolific.
I understood, Mr. Gangal, but so which essentially means on the consolidated level, the interest costs we see in our P&L will come down, right?
100%.
So how much? That was my question.
No, the entire interest cost will disappear from the interest column above, and the net result of this prolific, suppose the net result of prolific is 10 crores profit, then 49% of that profit, that is 4.9 crores, will get added as a profit. So you will not get interest separately included. That's what I was trying to tell you.
Yeah. So what will that amount be?
That is the, whatever the interest cost presently, 50% of that.
What is the reduction in the interest cost? 50% of that will come below the line, but in the interest cost, in the consolidated...
Entire 100% will go away, na? The entire 100% for prolific interest will go away.
I understand, sir, but currently the consolidated interest cost also has HCC interest cost, right? So I just want to know the absolute amount of shrinkage in the interest cost that will happen. So currently we pay about 130 crore interest in HCC standalone, right? Correct. So in consolidated, it is 130 plus XYZ.
Correct.
So what that I don't actually, the numbers came a bit late, so I don't have the consolidated.
No. See, Mahesh, it is like this. The consolidated will have not only interest on account of Prolific while consolidating, it will have for other subsidiaries also. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So what is the difference that will come now that it ceases to be our subsidiary? That was my limited question, sir. So the current finance cost in the current quarter is 256 crore, right?
Correct.
Last quarter, it was 246 crore. Before that, it was two. So around 250 is where we are at consol level. 130 is where, given a few, give or take a few crores, we are at standalone level. 130, 250. So this 250 will move to which range? 200? Which range? How much?
No, it will be. I will not be able to give you the exact number, but it should definitely move down by at least 100 crores.
By 100 crores.
So at least, I don't have the exact number right now.
No, that's fine. I don't want exact number. I just wanted to get a sense of the difference it will make to the P&L. I'm not looking for exact number. Okay. So about 100 crores is what you are saying.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thank you. My questions are done. Thank you very much and all the best.
Anybody else, please put your hands up. Yeah, Neeraj. Neeraj had. Okay, Ravikiran. Ravikiran, go ahead, please. Ravikiran, you can start. Ravi, we cannot hear you. Okay, meanwhile, Neeraj has come up. So, Neeraj, can you please start?
Yeah, can you hear me? I was muted by mistake.
Yes, Neeraj, you please.
I've been given some understanding of Stainer, but I wanted more clarity on the Stainer side. The business that you sold was not a large revenue. Just wanted to get clarity. Was that a large revenue value for Stainer in the what was the earlier pre-sold part of the business?
First of all, we have yet to sell that business. We have not yet sold the business. Okay, that business still continues with the Stainer as such. Okay. However, next quarter, the actual sale would happen first.
Okay.
And the construction business was separate and real estate business was separate. In present quarter, there is a loss in construction business of 9 crores with a turnover of 540 crores.
Okay. So, you have sold the construction business, which will be reflected next quarter, right?
No. The business will be sold in next quarter. However, in the presently, the results, it is reflected as a discontinued operation as per the requirements of accounting.
No, that I understand. So,
yeah.
So what I understand was the real estate business was a meaningful value for Stainer rather than the construction business.
That's right.
So, can you give some color on Stainer real estate business? Because this has not been discussed for some time. Mm-hmm. And it is like a black box to a lot of investors as well. So, can you share more color on what is the value that can be sitting on the, or let me ask the other way, how much is the cumulative cash flow that you can get out of that business in the next, say, 7-8 years or 5 years, whatever you can share some data point on that.
May I just suggest, Girish, that what we do is, I think in the coming weeks, and obviously, you know, the transaction is not yet closed, but in the coming weeks, when we do have a final closure, or the signing of an SPA and there's further details shared, you know, we will actually have a special analyst call or actually provide you with details that will answer these questions in the appropriate amount of detail that they give you comfort. So if you can be patient with us, you know, for a few weeks, we will get that information to you hopefully before the end of the calendar year.
Okay.
That, we're very happy to answer some questions now, but it would actually be incomplete and it would not be comprehensive. There's a fair amount of data. And I think what we'd like to do is have some information shared in advance so you can have a pre-read and then, you know, we can have an analyst call or meet to actually go through some of that and discuss some of the other HCC developments as well.
Got it. Okay, understand that. The second question is on the potential industry orders that are coming up. So you shared a large number of 120,000 crores. So can you share some color on those type of orders and how is HCC placed in the future order, potential orders that may come up?
Neeraj, so for that, basically, we will continue to, you know, focus on areas which has been traditional HCC areas, largely. Right. And that is in line with, you can also see what is the government focus now. So we can see a lot of focus of government is going on renewables, which means more projects will be coming up into hydropower and pump storage projects, where we have a good amount of credentials and we have good knowledge. That is what we'll be focusing. Second thing are the rail infrastructure. When we say rail infrastructure, they are largely tunneling jobs for railways and some toll bridges. Again, that's an area where we have a good hold in terms of experience. Third area which we see clearly is going to be the regional rapid transport system and expansion of the existing metro systems. So that is also one place where we will focus more. Coupled with that, some jobs in marine sector, they could be sea links or they could be some expansion of marine facilities. That's the mix what we are looking at. And we are also seeing that a lot of traction into those sectors. So that's how we believe we have a good bid pipeline of around 20,000 crores in next, 3 to 6 months. And we should be making proposals in those areas.
Okay, got it. And last question, do you see the delay in bidding for like hydro projects? Because hydro projects are a large in number which are coming up in next 2-3 years. So do you see a delay because of the upcoming elections?
Look, I think the traditional impact which comes due to application of model code of conduct and some of the procedural things could derail these things by 6 to 9 months, but that's what we see. Not much.
Okay. Okay, thank you. If required, I'll get back on queue. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Neeraj. Thank you.
Surya Rogers, can you please start?
Hello, am I audible?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, recently there has been 2 accidents in hydropower projects like Subansiri in Arunachal and Teesta in Sikkim. So how does these affect medium-term project launches by the central government? Does it affect adversely?
Surya, we would, what we are seeing that this kind of incidents naturally strengthens some of the pre-bid engineering practices which the owner has to do. And this will lead to them making a more robust proposal, doing detailed, geotechnical study. Kind of method and everything is chosen to construct these facilities. But as I said, with the given focus of green energy and everything, we don't see that this will completely stop such kind of projects. But for sure, there's going to be more, attention to these details. If we go by the record, there are so many hydropower projects. These are very unfortunate incidents, which I'm sure the government and the concerned team members are strictly looking into what is to be done with that and how to avoid such things in future.
Okay. Thank you.
Ravi Kiran, you may start.
Hi, sir. I had one question. I'm not sure it is already answered. The question is, have we got any orders for this quarter? New orders to the existing order book we have already?
Ravi, as we declared, we got some orders from our existing projects where, we got some additional works and that's to the tune of 900 crores, right? But as far as any fresh order is concerned, no, we have not been successful in doing that. Though we turned out to be the second lowest bidder for a metro job, which we bid amongst 9 bidders. There are a couple of bids now we are making going ahead and we hopefully, we would be securing some of them.
Okay. Thank you, sir. One more question I have, sir, on the status on the bullet train station, sir. Yeah. How is it progressing?
So it is moving as per the schedule. The preliminary activities largely have been, the site has been set up. The team is there, and we have commenced with the initial operations of secant piling and excavation in line with the program.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Chirag Shah. Chirag Shah, you may please start. Yes, put this.
Sandeep, there is Sanjeev Damani. I think he.
Okay, Sanjeev Damani, you may please start because you had come again. So please start, Sanjeev.
Yes, sir. Sir, it was regarding this SPV where we, you know, we have removed the debts. So is it the same SPV which was created to transfer our liabilities as well as awards in the company? So is it the same SPV?
Hello? The SPV, sorry, are you able to hear me?
Yes, yes.
The answer is yes.
Okay. Yes,
okay.
It is the same SPV. Yes.
Same SPV. So, sir, can I know if at all it is, nothing to, not a big secret. Could something got settled there? Awards were realized there and debts were reduced to that extent?
No, debts will get reduced eventually. But awards, yes, few awards got realized.
So, naturally, sir, physically also some loan amount has been, because it's a contingency in our case. So that much contingency will get set off once the awards are received and those loans are repaid. So to that extent, our company will be relieved. Am I wrong somewhere?
No, this is absolutely correct.
Girish, let me interrupt. It's very important, first of all, in the waterfall, you know, that there's enough and ample liquidity for the next 12, you know, to 18 months to have best in class. Completion, of our arbitration and our court matters. And obviously free cash flow, as we evaluate it on a quarterly basis, could be considered for the pay down of debt. And we will certainly let you know when there is a material debt reduction that's happened. There has been cash that's been realized in the SPV, but at this stage, it would be fair to say that there's no material reduction in debt at the SPV at this stage. We'll come back to you on when that is.
Sir, final question. Are we also going to get some more awards if at all we have raised our, you know, escalations or our demand with various government agencies? So are they being converted through arbitration or our persuasion with them? So any such amount that is realized or is likely to be realized, if you can indicate.
See, this is a process. The getting an award is a process. And that keeps on happening from time to time. Since it is a decision from an arbitration tribunal, which is an independent tribunal, we'll expect that it will happen at the fast. We'll ensure that, you know, it happens as quick as possible. But of course, we can't tell exactly the date or, you know, amount or whatever at this stage.
But I wanted to be specific, you know, whatever awards were received were transferred on that day. But thereafter, have we received any such award for HCC
yes.
to get some more liquidity?
Yes. No. See, receipt of award doesn't bring the liquidity. The payment of award gets the liquidity.
Agree, sir.
But so, awards we have got it after transfer of arbitration awards to SPV. Yes, we have got
more awards have been received at HCC. So, can you quantify them, that once realize how much money we are going to get? Because that will get transferred directly to P&L, if I am not wrong.
No, I think there is a little disconnect between the understanding what you have. Once you get the award, that in any case gets transferred to profit and loss account. Okay.
Right.
What is postponed is only the cash flow from that.
Agree,
now,
sir.
Now, what is the amount of cash flow what you'll receive depends on at what time the client is going to pay the money, because the interest keeps accruing on that.
I agree, sir. But if you can, if at all we have received after transferring those, if at all we have received more awards, if you feel like quantifying it for our understanding.
So let me just interrupt for a second. We do have on an annual basis certain, you know, claims with our clients that have not been settled convert to awards. We have not traditionally, as you well know, on a quarterly basis, shared the specifics on that. Girish, correct me if I'm wrong. Do our
Do our stakeholders have a sense on an annual basis as to what basically kind of, you know, award conversion, you know, that actually happens?
No. That is part, intrinsic part of the our results. There is no, it's not generally available.
Yeah, and so it would be, it would be very, very fair to say that even after the transfer of, or the carve out of this SPV, which deconsolidates about 3,500 crores of our debt, 3,300 to be very accurate, right, there still exists within HCC a considerable amount of award assets, which are north of about 1,000 crores. And on an ongoing basis, we will expect, you know, with, you know, which is a reasonable, you know, let's say, how should I put it? If you look at the turnover of the business and the order backlog of the business, it would be a normal cost of business like any other ENC company, that we would basically have a generation of certain claims to awards.
Got it, sir. Actually, the only thing I wanted was that whatever has been transferred is a thing which is already done. So thereafter, if we receive any award, do we account for straight away or on realization we will account for in our...
The definition, so Girish has already said this, we account for it, as conservative accounting practice, we account for it only when the claim is converted to award. And then, you know, we actually then, as Girish said, the cash flow obviously is dependent on when the award either gets settled or when it gets paid or through court. But yes, I think that you will always assume that our accounts, the way we represent them on a quarterly basis, reflect the conversion of any claim to award.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for the time given and explanation given. Thank you.
Chirag Shah, you may start, please.
Hello.
Yes. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I hope I'm audible now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have three questions. Question one on Vivad Se Vishwas. Any views, any submissions, because of your peer sets have preferred Vivad Se Vishwas for some of the projects and they're expecting 50 to 60% kind of realization, including the interest part. So have you evaluated any thoughts over that?
Yes, we have been internally evaluating and, you know, taking appropriate calls. Incidentally, today only the scheme which is Vivad to Vishwas has been extended by a further period of 2 months. So the filing for this Vivad Se Vishwas can be, you know, filed up to 31st December instead of 31st October. So we keep on analyzing, discussing and, you know, taking appropriate position depending upon the benefit available. Because as you know, it depends on the stage at which the particular award or a litigation is lying. Either you get 65% or 85%, so on and so forth. So we do take appropriate calls.
Okay. Second question is just a clarification.
Your voice is breaking.
So on this period that is created, any thing that happens, is it better? Hello.
Your voice is breaking. We can't hear you, Chiragji.
Is it better now?
Yeah.
So second question is on this SPV that we have, which we have got now created. Any resolution of the arbitration or any claims or any receipt of orders, awards, does it have a positive impact on our outstanding bank guarantee limits or not? Just a clarification on that. So if, as the settlement happens over there, will our BG will go up or able to bid for more projects, the dry powder goes up for us, or it doesn't affect? It is more of a cash flow rather than anything else.
Yeah. See, as far as the SPV is concerned, SPV has got awards and claims wherein we have not drawn any money against a bank guarantee. So our realization of those awards, it has no impact on the release of guarantee or otherwise, because at first place, they are not provided any guarantee to draw the money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's more of a cash flow issue rather than anything
That's
else.
Right. That's how you should do it. Yeah. That is right. Your understanding is right.
Yeah. And lastly, on this order bid, so you said you submitted for 6,000 crore of order, and I understand from my previous interactions, you can bid up to 20,000-25,000 odd crores of projects if you wish to, right?
Yes.
So when do we expect the pace to inch up? I understand that there could be some slowdown till the election, so I understand that part. But assuming it's a normal business scenario. So when do you expect your bidding process to go? Because to win orders worth 10,000 crores, you may need to bid for 40,000 crores, kind of. So I'm just assuming 1:4 ratio, just for convenience. So, and our depletion of order book, which is happening at on an annual basis, say 4,000 to 5,000 crore, we at least need that much replenishment to maintain the order book. So when do you expect that you would be able to bid at a much faster pace, at to the level that you have the potential to go for the bidding?
Mr. Chirag, so look, I think I can say that we have already picked up a good pace because we are, we have submitted some bids, some results have been declared. There are some bids where we are awaiting results and some of them are large bids to the tune of 3,000-4,000 crore single bids are there. Then in addition to that, whatever jobs we are bidding right now are, completely protected against any kind of, a schedule impact due to elections or anything, because they have already been approved for bidding. So these bids are going on. I will say from, we have targeted 15 to 20 bids, which we will make in this year. And we are well on track of doing that. You will see more and more of this becoming evident, as we move on from this quarter to next quarter. You can see more of HCC's, bids into the market.
This is helpful. Just one small clarification. When you say 50 to 20 bids, should we assume that for you, the sweet spot is around 1,000 crore of an average bid size, or today you are confident of putting up for bigger bids also? On an average basis, I'm saying some bids would be big, some would be lower, but what is the average sweet spot for yourself that you look at today or for next 2 years?
I will say for us, it would be 2,000 crore plus.
2,000 crore plus. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jirai.
Mahesh, you may please start.
Yeah. Just one small question. You mentioned the fact that we were L2 in a metro project. Now, I know some large cases where in large projects, even L2P contractors get some work. Are we expecting some work there?
No, Mahesh.
But it does happen occasionally, right? At the L, if you, one matches the L1 price and the contract is large, you get some work. Not in this specific case, I'm saying, but it does.
No, but I will say, we have not come across this unless it is some private entity bid, which wants to split the bid into two parts.
Okay.
But normally the government procurement system goes by a very well laid out process. Once you are qualified, technically qualified, and if you are the lowest bidder, they have to award the job to you, you fulfilling all the criteria.
Santosh, maybe the question is, is relating to a situation where you actually have a number of packages which are sequential on a similar line, and then the client actually specifies a restriction that, one contractor can't actually win more than a certain number, one or two, in which case there could be theoretically a situation in which an L2 bid could actually become, the award of the project because there's a restriction on any one contractor getting more. But those are very unusual situations.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the clarification.
Thanks.
Surya, you can start.
Yeah, I wanted to ask. I missed the first part of the presentation. I wanted to ask, what was the reason for such a drastic drop in profit on YOY and quarter-on-quarter basis? To just 6-odd crores.
You are referring to console numbers?
Consolidated, yeah.
Yeah. See, as far as consolidation is concerned, there is some amount of there are two things which have happened. If you have seen the consolidated results, few of the things got shifted from upside to down. That is as a discontinued operation, especially what we have talked about sale of Steiner Construction. So the results, if you compare with Y on Y or quarter to quarter, it may not be exactly comparable. Because you will see even the turnover, if you take an example of this current quarter, you are seeing a quarter turnover of 1800 crores. Okay. And correct. A similar quarter last year, it was something like 2200 crores. Correct?
Correct.
That is because the turnover of Steiner Construction, which is 540 crores, which is shifted below, and reflected under discontinued operations. Okay. So if you add up that turnover above, it will match with the turnover of 2300 crores against 2200 crores. So in short, unless we, you know, make it apple to apple, it will be difficult to, you know, comment on that part, or you'll be able to understand on that part. However, yes, there is a, compared to last year, there is a lower profit or a marginal loss as far as, you know, our Steiner operations are concerned, which has been captured. That's why there is a difference.
Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Yeah.
Anil, you may start, please.
So my question was, in our March press release, we were told that we will get around 600 crore from Cube Highway deal from quarter 3 FY24 to quarter 1 FY25. Is that deal on track now?
Kenil, couldn't hear you very clearly.
One second.
Is my voice coming again? Good now?
Yeah. Yeah, better.
So we had from quarter 3 FY24 to quarter 1 FY25, we will get around 900 crores from the Cube Highway deal. Is that deal on track?
You will get from where? We are not able to hear you.
Cube Highway deal, the road construction project which we had sold, Brahmaputra.
Correct.
So are we going to get the equity runs in the upcoming quarters, and which will lead to reduction in debt, or it will go into working capital for the business bidding?
Yeah, it will. Yeah, we are expecting something as a part of a, you know, contract what you have signed in March, and which will, you know, depending upon the cash flow, as you know, it is a fungible. So either it is a working capital or repayment of debt. We'll take appropriate call once receive the money.
And any other divestment for HCC standalone on horizon, real estate or any other road projects?
No. We don't have any in our concession business. We don't have any road project now to divest.
Okay. Understood.
Yeah.
And sir, one more question. We are bidding a lot over last four to five quarters, excluding the Bandra Valley BKC order for the bullet train orders. We have not seen a huge increase in order book. So, should we expect a huge conversion of bids into orders in upcoming quarters? Because our order book is getting over, if we say.
So we discussed this aspect in a few of the other questions. To answer you, yes, we are hopeful that the bids what we make in coming quarters, we are successful in few of them.
And one more question, sir. If we see pre-COVID, the Steiner's AG profitability was way better. Should we expect similar profitability in coming quarters as the business normalizes?
Girish, can you answer this question?
Yeah, any question. Sorry, my apology. Can you repeat, please?
Compared to pre-COVID levels of 3 to 4 years ago, Steiner AG was quite a profitable venture for us.
Correct.
But over the last 3 years, it has been loss-making. So should we expect, as you are divesting the asset, loss-making asset, so you will get more profitability from your real estate business?
Yeah, see, as far as we have been explaining, this is a part of a normal investor conferences all last few quarters, that presently, after post-COVID, due to affecting supply chain plus war with Russia and Ukraine, so on and so forth, there has been a slowdown as far as European market is concerned. So that's why there is compared to the profits what we had in past, there are something, either marginal profits or no profits. However, things will improve. We expect that to improve with two things: that sale or divestment of construction business, which was making losses, as you rightly observed, and naturally the improvement in the overall market condition.
Okay, so could we get a big value from the divestment of construction business, which will help in reducing overall debt, or it will be a slump sale basis or low value?
Let's wait for a quarter. Okay. I can't make a forward-looking statement.
Okay. Yeah. Understood. Thank
next
you.
Quarter, no next quarter, I'll answer you with numbers.
Okay. Thank you, sir. No question.
All right. I don't see any more hands raised. With this, we will bring this presentation to an end. I would like to thank all of you to be a part of this presentation, and wishing you all happy Diwali in advance.